Superintendent Lynn Evans joins us with the school spotlight. And Lynn, all your fellow superintendents just scratching your heads, I'm assuming, trying to figure out how you're going to squeeze all these makeup days into your school calendar here in the future.
Yeah, you know, it's been an interesting winter. I think it was Mark Twain said that everyone talks about the weather, but no one ever does anything about it. The weather has had an effect on our school calendar. Approximately 4 years ago, if I remember right, the state of Iowa allowed us to start building our calendars on instructional hours rather than days.
Mm-hmm.
And we were one that switched over to instructional hours on our calendar. In the legislation, the minimum instructional hours a school district can have is 1,080.
Okay.
Now, when you look at our calendar, it still shows days, and we do still count days, but you're also seeing where we count hours if you look close.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is we have some flexibility on how we make that time up. In our calendar at Alta Aurelia, we have 1,150 hours, so we have an additional 70 hours built in.
Mm-hmm.
We've had nine late starts, so that's 18 hours, and we've had one early dismissal. That was a 2-hour early dismissal.
Okay.
So that's 20. So we've already accounted for 20 of those hours. So we still have 50 hours that we can make some decisions on what we make up and what we don't make up. Now, when we switched over to from days to hours, we did have quite a lengthy discussion about those are important instructional hours to us, those additional hours, so we aren't just arbitrarily going to say we're not making them up.
Okay.
We're going to have a good discussion anytime that it comes into play, and this would be one of those years where it may come into play.
Yeah.
So if we look solely at days, we're right now to the second Tuesday in June. Mm-hmm. But it's possible if the winter weather continues the way it's been, we may discuss possibly not making all those up, but that's a school board decision.
Okay. Well, stay tuned on that with Old Man Winter. We're not even in the March yet, so we have a few more weeks to deal with. And I know last year, April was a difficult month for us, believe it or not. But with all that said, let's move forward now. Not March, but jump ahead to April, if you can, Lynn, and talk about a particular vote.
Yeah, our voter-approved PEPL expires at the end of fiscal year 2021. Has to be reauthorized prior to April 15th. Of that spring. So why are we talking about it now? We only have certain special election dates that we can run a levy vote or a bond issue or whatever a school district may want to have for a special election.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in legislation now. So we have to be pretty particular and plan ahead on when we have these votes. So we're going to do ours start a year in advance. It'll be April 2nd of this year. That generates roughly $300,000 a year for the district and can be used for building, construction, renovation, bricks and mortar type activities, purchase of equipment, transportation, buses, computers, and other technology, all valued at more than $500. So for us, that's a big thing. We have our roofs on a rotation. And a roof's going to run you between $40,000 and $90,000, depending on the square footage of the roof. Bus runs between $95,000 and $100,000 to replace one bus. We have plans of replacing a boiler that's over 40 years old, and life expectancy of a boiler is generally about 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty important that we keep this levy in place. It's not a new tax.
Right.
It's a 67-cent levy that's been in place. Both districts had it prior to the reorganization, so no one's going to see a tax increase based upon this. It's just a reauthorization of what we currently have on the books.
Okay. Well, hopefully a lot of yes votes right there, and you said April 2nd.
April 2nd.
Lynn, thanks a lot for the information today. That's what our spotlight is for. Appreciate your time, and have a great day.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Alta Aurelia Superintendent Lynn Evans. The school spotlight for the school is brought to you by Alta Tech right here on Mix 101.7.